forever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Beware, O sinful land, beware, and do not think it strange that sore judgments are at hand, and thus, unless thou quickly change. Holy God in heaven, we pray for our nation and for our leaders. We pray that there will be a peaceful inauguration and a transfer of power for the new administration. We pray for your grace, Father, recognizing that the true fear of God is the only way to control the lusts of men, especially the lust of dominion and revenge. We pray that those that would seek to further divide and promote confrontation be silenced. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ, for their protection and safety, as the forces of evil and blasphemy seek to marginalize and even criminalize our Savior and God. Open our hearts so that we will hear what God the Lord will speak for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. We thank you, Father, that you have called us saints. Help us to fulfill the role you have given us, to proclaim the good news, especially in this time. We pray for the needs here at Oakwood. We pray for the elderly, for those with health issues, for those that face financial burdens and work challenges. Father, there are those around us, even within our own families, that live lives of quiet desperation, often through a veil of tears. In the name of Jesus, we pray for their deliverance and restoration. We pray for the young people, those that face the uncertainty of school attendance, chaotic home lives, and the lack of basic necessities that we take for granted. Father, protect the little ones, for we know that for a nation to survive, we cannot continue to violate your basic laws. Forgive us and help us to know, therefore, that the Lord our God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Give us strength for the battle ahead as we stand and recite the prayer you have taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Thank you.
Let us partake of our only portion. And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we thank you that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show the Lord's death until he comes. And he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Granted, we who have received the sacrament of his body and blood may abide in him and he in us, that we may be filled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen. Teaching them to observe all things. whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.